Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Jesus is the way to salvation. He paid, and we all know this, he paid the absolute worst price imaginable for our salvation. His body was battered, beaten, and bruised for our sins. He was falsely accused and crucified for our sins. He endured the agony of the cross so that you and I, that we can enjoy the good life in this world, in heaven, in eternity to come.
Hebrews 12, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yeah. We're the prize.
Yes, we are.
We're the prize. You're a prize. You may never have felt like you were a prize, but according to that verse, you're a prize. You're a prize that he gave his life for.
Hallelujah.
As we reflect on the love of Jesus for each of us, here are seven things that we should know. Number one, Jesus was not created, but has always existed.
John 1, verse 1 in the Classic Amplified Bible begins, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ.
Jesus existed in the dateless past. He was present before the creation of the universe. He existed in the spirit realm from before the creation. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for, the Greek word for word is logos. G3056. The Greek word logos generally means the organized thoughts of an individual. It is a well-known fact that the Bible was penned by many writers. However, it is by no means a collective work of the thoughts of many writers. The Holy Bible is the organized thoughts and instruction of Almighty God to mankind.
2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin, for correction of error, and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will, in thought, purpose, and action. So that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. In John 1:1 that we just read, this in the King James Version, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Word in this one verse, it's in there three times. And each time it's translated in the Greek or from the Greek, as logos. Jesus existed before all the time. Number two, Jesus is one third of the Holy Trinity.
John 1, verses 1 and 2 in the King James concludes by saying, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit make up the Holy Trinity. These three compose what scholars refer to as the Godhead. This is the fountain of salvation and indeed the foundation of life.
In John 1, verse 14, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, and the Word Christ became flesh, human incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth.
The person of the Word moved from the pages of God, the pages of God's Word, into the visible, tangible realm of this world. Up until this time, he'd only been seen by holy men and women of God, as he came to them from the invisible realm. However, now it's totally different, for the Word has become flesh.
And you could actually say, when you read the Word, you are reading the living body of Jesus in the Word of God.
Amen.
With this final step of manifestation, Jesus, meaning the Word, was seen by all. Saints, sinners, and as strange as it does seem, the Word of God says that he, the Word, was even seen of angels. Meditate on these verses for a few days. Number three, Jesus was active during the creation. In John 1 verse 3 in the New King James Bible, it says, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Jesus and the Holy Spirit carried out the plan of the Father. All things were made through Jesus by the Holy Spirit. This reflects the pattern of salvation that came through Jesus by the Holy Spirit.
Number four, he is the life and light of God for those who believe.
John 1 verse 4 in the New King James Bible. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The Holy Spirit is still doing the work of Jesus on the earth. He's leading mankind to salvation and carrying out the healing, redemptive work of Jesus. See, that redemptive work gives the Holy Spirit a basis from which to work. The Holy Spirit is the motivating force behind the whole universe. As we stay in constant fellowship with him, he'll motivate us.
Hallelujah.
As our prayer life increases and you learn to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit, he'll build motivation in who you are and help you realize what you can achieve.
John 16, verse 3 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. Number five, dark forces cannot defeat his greatness. Dark forces cannot defeat his greatness. John 1 verse 5 in the New King James Bible. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You know, the satanic realm is well aware of who Jesus is. Yet even in their intense hatred of him, they could not comprehend a way to defeat him. Every plan Satan had for the enslavement of man was defeated when Jesus rose from the grave.
Hallelujah. Number six, Jesus sent men and women to witness of his life-changing ability.
John 1, 6 through 9 in the New King James Bible says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world.
John the Baptist was a remarkable man. But imagine his predicament. Things changed for John the moment he introduced Jesus. He went from being the most famous preacher in Israel to not even being the best preacher in his own family. However, that does not in any way diminish the role he played as a voice crying in the wilderness. Hear this, please. Never compare yourself to other preachers. Do what you've been called to do, regardless of what others do. Honey, you remember the pastor's conference we attended with Dr. Creflo Dollar? And Dr. Dollar, in this one particular session, rebuked those who were those pastors present, and there were thousands, rebuked those critical of Pastor Joel Osteen. He said, many of you, though you won't admit it, are jealous of what he's accomplished, so you nitpick things about his ministry. Dr. Dollar said, I don't want Joel's portion. I want mine, what God has assigned to me. I want to be the best me I can possibly be. And that's kind of my paraphrase. He said, each of you, if you want to have your ministries expand, then be effective at doing what God's called you to do. In other words, do your part. Do your part. Number 7, even though many did not receive him, we have.
Hallelujah. In John 1, carrying on here, verses 10 through 13, this also in the New King James Bible, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of the blood, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
We were not born into the royal family of God, but we were born again into the royal family.
Which means his blood flows through your veins. Think about that.
Hallelujah.
Now, think about that.
Get a hold of that.
Hallelujah.
If you get nothing else from today's call, you get a hold of that. Life changing.
Changing from the inside out.
That's it. The moment we believe, we became his own people. And honey, we're thankful that he's mine and we were his.
Amen.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah and amen.
We mentioned a couple of days that, they have what they call Cyber Monday. We're having Cyber Week.
That's it.
At the Christian Soldier, not the Christian Soldier, I'm sorry. Cyber Week at the Debt Free Army. And, Millionaire University, originally $159.95. $12 plus shipping and handling makes it $19.50.
This week. Just this week.
Through Sunday.
If you want a gift, this is
a perfect gift.
A beautiful gift.
12 CDs, 2 books. Not only that, every book that we have on our website, $5.
I know, amazing.
Plus $2.50 shipping and handling. One of the exceptions is the book Spiritual Entrepreneur. Mm. It's $9.99.
Such a bargain.
That's cheaper than $35.
Yeah, I think it's even $39.99.
Yeah,
not
something
sure.
Like that. But $9.99 plus shipping and handling. Incredible deals, great presents for people. Go to the website, check it out, or you may have gotten an email about it. Just click the links. A lot of people already have. We just want to get the word out.
That's it.
The word, his word, out.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Glory to God.
Good word.
Amen. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldhearing.com at the top where it says Soul Seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sent. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.